Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Let's talk about the election.
Yes.
My goodness, the nation has voted.
Yes.
The nation, the country has re-elected President Barack Obama.
That's right.
Man, this has been a long election.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like the little girl in the video that we had playing.
I know.
Little girl we played in that video.
Yeah.
She started crying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired, mommy, of what she's calling Broccoli Obama and Pitt Romney. You know, she's like. Just tired of hearing of all the ads,
but
you know, America has voted. President remains the president for the United States. The Republicans hold on to the House, and the Democrats hold on to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Romans 13, all authority is established.
That's right.
There is no authority except that which God has established, mm-hmm. and the authorities that exist have been established by God. And so, this has been a long campaign. I mean, the nation was split down the middle,
mm-hmm.
but the election is. Over.
That's right.
It's over, and it's time to come back together. I mean, it's time for the get the country back in the right direction, and
mm-hmm.
and everyone needs to come to the table and work hard because it's still the United States of America.
Right.
Did you know that in this election, guys, that there was over 116 million votes.
Mm.
It was way more than 2008. In fact, listen to this segment. We share a little bit about voter turnouts. We encourage everybody to get them.
In Virginia and many other swing states, people stood in long lines, some waiting for several hours to cast their ballot. It's an indication of how important this election is to many voters, including those who believe America is at a crossroads.
You're more responsible just because, you know, there's only about 10 states that are going to determine the election, so... In a battleground, you really need to vote.
They give a lot of attention to Virginia. I heard someone say that Virginia was kind of like a purple state. So they're expecting that it could go either way. I'm excited about it.
I live for this. This is great.
Some election officials say once all the numbers are in, they expect turnout to meet or exceed the 2008 presidential election. Long lines also have been reported from Nebraska to South Carolina, from Michigan to Florida.
Kids gotta go to school, mommy's gotta go to work, gotta get here early, gotta vote.
Even in several storm-ravaged areas of New York and New Jersey, voter turnout was heavy. Many voters expressed relief and elation at being able to vote at all, considering the destruction caused by Sandy.
I came to vote, you know, and this is all I could say at the moment, because it's very emotional.
This is it, this is America, the right to vote.
The long lines represent only part of the voting population. More than 32 million people voted before Election Day this year, either by mail or in person. Mark Martin, CBN News.
Wow, just you heard that report from CBN. There's a lot of votes. I mean, it was so good to see the nation come on out and be passionate about our country, passionate about, you know, casting their votes and letting their vote be heard.
Right.
I mean, I know you had a chance to vote yesterday, and mm-hmm. Chris did. Pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah. Thank God for America, right?
My goodness. Did you know that also there was over 327,000 tweets per minute
wow.
during the election? 300 when they were, you know, calling the election,
yeah.
327,000 tweets. Let me tell you, that's a lot of communication over
wow.
the internet. But you know, the governor in his concession speech.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was quite gracious. Governor Mitt Romney,
mm-hmm.
some of the things that he says that, you know, the nation has chosen a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ann and I join with you to earnestly pray for him, the president,
mm-hmm.
and for this great nation.
Right.
And it goes on to say he believes in America, and I believe in the people of America. And he says that he continued and reiterated again in a 5-minute speech that, you know, I pray for the president to be successful in guiding our nation.
Right.
It's so important,
that's
you know.
Good.
You got to lose graciously,
yeah.
And especially for the healing of our nation. I mean, we have, you know, a great system
mm-hmm.
in place. The fact that we can transition power if needed to, you know, with presidents, and that's amazing without any kind of, you know, turmoil.
Right.
And the president spoke, you know, to the nation, gave about a 24-minute speech,
mm-hmm.
and he said that, listen, tonight more than 200 years. After the former colony won the right to determine its own destiny, the
mm-hmm.
task of perfecting our union moves forward.
Right.
And that's one thing about, you know, our country. We want to progress. I mean, we want to move forward. And, you know, John F. Kennedy said, listen, we're going to put a person on the moon. You know, you got to have vision. We got to have vision for America. We got to get it in the right place. He says, I like this statement. He says, we are an American family, and we rise and fall as a nation and as one people. Mm. You know, oftentimes he says, you know, we're not the red states of America. We're not the blue states of America. We're the United States of America.
That's right.
And, you know, it's great. What place can you have such fervor, such excitement, such zeal? What nation?
Right.
And then when it's all said and done, we get behind our president, because guess what? We want our president to do well. I mean, he represents the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To not to wish him well is not to wish you well.
Right.
And so, you know, I want to encourage everyone, all of our BFN Radio listeners, to support our nation, support the president. Pray for the president. Pray for the Congress. You know, our elected officials have to work together. They're our representatives, and we send them. They need to represent us, and they need to work together for the betterment of our nation. I mean, you saw some of that happen. Great bipartisanship here in New Jersey, where the governor and the president were able to put all their political differences aside, and they were able to come together for what matters most, taking care of the people that were affected by the storm, taking care of the citizens. And that was a great display of you know, bipartisan effort, working together to get to the task at hand.
Right.
Taking care of the citizens of the United States. So I just want to pray right now. You guys, you know, just join me. I want to pray right now for the president, for our nation, as just we move forward. And we just believe God for 4 years of the nation's heart turning to God and our country being led, you know, moving forward in the right direction. Lord, we just lift up, Lord, this country, Lord, the United States of America. Lord, we lift up our president, Lord, that we just elected last night as a nation. Father, we just pray over him, Lord. We ask that you just give him wisdom, that you surround him with the right people, God. Lord, that oftentimes transitions occur in cabinets, Lord, and that even now, Lord, cabinet members would be selected, Lord, based upon your choosing and your will. You're the one that establishes all authority, God, and you're ultimately in control of all things, Father. So we pray, Lord, success for our nation. Lord, we pray for our nation as a whole to turn to God, Lord, and we believe for a great awakening, Lord. We pray that this would be a defining moment for you, God, and for your kingdom these next 4 years. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.